genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, 45 after the hour. 45 after the hour. All right, so Stephen Nolan will be here tomorrow from the BBC. He'll spend an hour with us, hour number two. And so I want you to think about how you would explain to him how we voted for Donald Trump. What were your, you know, what were your issues? What drove you to Trump? Or more importantly, what he brought up there. Why were you, you know, opposed to Hillary Clinton? All right, so the hotline number, we've got a little bit of time here as well. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Sean is checking in from Bark River, Michigan, which is just north of the Escanaba State Forest. Sean, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Gruber?
Doing good. What's up?
I voted for Trump, but I do have a concern because to the victor belong the spoils, he said. That was a bad guy in Josie Wales, outlaw Josie Wales,
yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
I also know that if capitalism left completely unchecked to just run rampant, eventually nothing but corporations going to own every bit of soil on this whole earth because they never die.
Well, now hold on, Sean. You make a good point there, which takes me back to the Teddy Roosevelt years as president. When you get the companies to get too big, they become monopolies. And, of course, he was the trust buster. They called him trusts back then. So if the companies get too big and overbearing, it's not good. If the government gets too big and overbearing, it's not good. Capitalism needs to be the leading machine or engine of the economy, but you're right. There do have to be some limitations. Otherwise, the corporations will take over. I don't disagree with you, Sean.
I'd also like him to explain who he was talking about, a story of the snake, the metaphor of the snake, the woman that got bit with the snake, bit by the snake. Was he talking about government, you know, the fearful masters, you know, like playing with fire? I can't remember.
Well, that one I guess I missed. But at any rate, Sean, I greatly appreciate you checking in. The fact of the matter is I think the government was getting too big in one direction. Now we're correcting in the other. And hopefully we don't overcorrect and end up, well, frankly, in the ditch. All right. So there you go. The hotline number here, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966, whatever's on your mind. But tomorrow, please mark it down. I want to hear from some of my favorites, like, you know, like Jennifer, you know, who has become a crowd favorite, by the way. People mention her to me when I go out. So, Jennifer, here's a closed caption tip of the hat from me to you. All right, let's catch up on some other news now that's been going on that we haven't caught up on. We'll get back to the presidential recount here in Michigan that is completely absurd, but we'll get back to that after the top of the hour. Right now, the FBI says the Somali-born student who carried out a car and knife attack at Ohio State University might have been inspired by the Islamic State group, along with a former al-Qaeda leader. FBI official Angela Byers and Columbus Police Department Deputy Chief Michael Woods spoke to the press yesterday about that attack. It's clip 10. Go.
At this time, we are not aware of anyone else being involved in the planning of this attack, but the investigation continues. It appears that Artan may have at least been inspired by Anwar al-Awlaki and the Islamic State in the Levant, and we will continue to pursue this as part of this investigation. That is one thing we really tried to work on, is the motive. And when he came up with that plan, that's why we are asking anybody's assistance that may know any of his whereabouts that morning.
There's really no determination as to why Ohio State, why that particular building, why that street. So that's all the information that we're trying to decipher from any electronic signatures that he's left behind. We do know that he purchased a knife that morning at a Walmart on the west side of Columbus, but what we don't know is if that purchase was the knife that was used in the attack. What I'd like to remind everyone is that this can happen in New York City, it can happen in Columbus, Ohio, or it could happen to any small town in the United States. So what we're asking again is if you see something that's unusual, let us know about it. Call the FBI, call the Columbus Police, and we can follow up on that. And that's one more step that we can use to maybe prevent one of these attacks in the future.
Yeah, a point of clarity here, because we've heard this for the last several years. Barack Obama calls it ISIL. always including the word Levant on the end. But the Levant would include Israel. Therefore, it does not exist anymore, and I find it to be inaccurate. And ISIS is far more accurate. So for it's just one of those things that it catches my attention. It's not exactly right. In fact, it's quite exactly wrong. So we like to, I don't know, just want to make sure that you understand how these things all work. The Levant, when they refer to that, is a piece of real estate that includes Israel. And until ISIS controls Israel, well, that's not going to be accurate. I don't see that happening, for the record. Let's see here. The Donald Trump Thank You America tour is getting rolling today. It's going to start at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Indiana, where Donald Trump and soon-to-be former governor of Indiana and new vice president Mike Pence will appear at the Carrier air conditioning plant. You remember during the campaign, of course, Carrier was one of those big symbols of factories closing and taking their jobs to Mexico. Well, now Carrier has struck a deal with the state of Indiana and worked with Donald Trump and Mike Pence to keep those 1,000 or 1,200 jobs from leaving the country. Union workers, I might add. It might stand for a period of time. It's not certain what the future holds, but it's a good first step, I would say. So Donald Trump's going to go on this Thank You America tour. Now, if I were going to say, what states would you go to? I'd say he's probably going to go to, well, obviously he's going to go to Indiana, but I'd say he's probably going to go to Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Florida and North Carolina. And of course, he's going to come back to the place where he put a bow on his campaign on the last event of campaigning, Michigan. And I would expect, if I were a betting person, that Donald Trump just might end up back in Grand Rapids, and he just might end up somewhere around Detroit or in Detroit in southeast Michigan. Just a guess. I mean, if you had won the biggest election of your life and Michigan carried by 10,000 votes, that might be a couple of places I stopped on the Thank You America tour. You heard it here first. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.